So I come from the seed company, Sagata Seed America. So it will be interesting to view this topic from the vegetable seed company. So we'll talk about the current status of application for vegetable seed, and also we talk some challenges and collaboration opportunities for this technology. So if we look at the seed market, so one way to look is how much vegetable seed account for the whole market. So vegetable, we have multiple species together, it's about 15%. But it grow faster than other crop species. So corn, soybean, obviously they are a lot larger. So this is one way. And the other is the seed treatment market itself. So including different ingredients, machine. And surprisingly, actually, biological treatment already account about 17%. But that 17% actually mostly go to corn and soybean, the field crops, not the vegetable. So why vegetable is not commercialized yet? So there are several reasons there. So vegetable seed itself is highly segmented, particularly the biological treatment. If we look at the way the different material we use, ingredient, so it mainly is the microbiome. So botanical others could be, but mainly it's fungus and bacteria. But if we look at function, actually it could be multiple functions. So crop enhancement and the crop protection. So for crop enhancement, actually is the new direction. Historically, mainly focused on protection, but now we see more and more product focused on crop enhancement. And we have so many species too. Market. So delivery, seed, vegetable seed is so diverse, so actually we have different way to deliver, from seed dressing, coating, pelleting, to priming. And if we look at the business area, so we have many different players. Seed company, biological company, seed tech company, university, farmers, university, and certification agency, which is different from crop field, crop seeds. Why? Because for crop seed, the seed major seed company, they try to develop everything by its own. But for vegetable, we have more diverse players who need to work together to move to the market. And also we have organic and conventional market. But major application should be for the conventional at this time. So what species we should, because we have so many vegetable species, what species we could focus on? So if we look at the research, let's say standard establishment of different species. So the main research folks we can see focus on tomato, pepper, and the lettuce. If we look at the market value, the top species will be tomato, cabbage, sweet pepper, and lettuce. So we know the major folks will be those species. In particular, tomato is number one. So if we compare number one field crop versus number one vegetable crop, tomato versus corn, we can see drastic difference in current seed treatment application. So for corn, you can see multiple fungicide, multiple insecticide, plus biological in its standard product. If we use Pioneer's product today in the market. But for vegetable, actually, we have much narrowed application. The number one folks, mainly, we just apply one fungicide. And now, as today, there's no biologicals. So one reason limiting the application actually is historically the availability of biological product for vegetable seed. So historically, we have one product, Kodiak, like 25 years ago, available, registered for vegetable. is a single strain, but now it's off the market. And then we have Trichoderma T22. It has multiple purposes, and including registered for C, but it's not fully commercialized, like very popular product. And in recent years, we can see there are two groups. So one, Bikstop Activinovate, they are single strain and they register for different application, including C treatment. That's one. But the more recent, we have the other group, like Seed Bio, MicroGold, Seedwox. They are they contain more than one single strain. It's a bi-consortium product, and also they specifically designed for seed treatment. So that just come up in recent years. So that's a very good opportunity for us. So to commercialize or to advance the DAC technology, we still have a lot of technical challenges. So one way thing is how we can deliver it, right? So actually, at this time, we could have two options. One is just deliver using the existing protocol, the existing system. So the product will be compatible for the coding system. The other way we think is biologicals have unique requirements. We have to redesign the system to satisfy shelf life, colonization, and other biological requirements. So if we look at the coating or application method, actually it includes process, material, and also other ingredients like fungicide, insecticide. So we have to consider the compatibility. So I think one way to think is like what ingredients we can further put in the system. So I just listed two publications indicating that actually it's quite important to fast colonization. And here's the example. We just use old example in legume seed, microbium. So if we add something, we can change. So here a commercial product, Invigor, is a seed coating material. It's starch-based. When the starch-based Invigor added to soybean, actually it could extensively extend the shelf life. So the control, no starch. The treatment has a starch, so it can extend the shelf life of rhizobium. And here is another example, like you have different fungicide versus with starch, so you can extend the shelf life. So the control is only fungicide, the control actually no fungicide, but no starch. So the shelf life actually is shorter, up 30 days for soybean. We use soybean because it's commercialized already. So for vegetable, another way is like the way planting. Feed the corn, feed the crop, you just go direct seeding. But for vegetable, we have direct seeding and also plug production. Plug production condition is very different. In particular, it's carbon-rich soil medium, so that's something we could consider. And also the efficacy, right? Efficacy testing is very, very demanding, right? It takes us a lot of resources. But at the same time, we can consider how can we combine the efficacy testing versus colonization profile. We want to see more study in colonization profile by different technical approaches. So, summary that we're still at early stage, but since we have more product available in the market now, it's a very good chance for us to work together. Particularly, we have so many different small players compared to field corn. So we need to consider how can we work together. So there are several news areas. We might talk too much, but that's something important for us to consider. Delivery system, testing methodology, and the specific needs for vegetables. Thank you.